It's time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Let's see, there's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
And what are you doing?
Look, it's Brahm's new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. And toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for Brahm's strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
They won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahm's.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, for the second straight year, the National Pork Producers Council has canceled the World Pork Expo. Canceled last year to avoid the spread of African swine fever, this year's event is one of many interrupted by the global COVID-19 pandemic. NPPC announced the cancellation earlier this week due to COVID-19 human health concerns. NPPC President Howard Roth says while disappointing, canceling the event allows producers and others across the industry to focus on the essential role that we play in the nation's food supply system at this critical time. Roth says NPPC will do our part to support the nation's transition back to normalcy and look forward to making next year's World Pork Expo better than ever. The World Pork Expo is the largest pork-specific trade show where more than 20,000 industry professionals gather for 3 days to showcase innovations, introduce new products, and participate in training and educational programs. World Pork Expo 2021 is scheduled for June the 9th through the 11th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Well, the House Agriculture Committee this week launched a COVID-19 resource page to provide information to the ag industry. The webpage includes resources and information for other ag and nutrition and will be updated as more information becomes available. House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota says the page is a collection of updates, announcements, and online resources detailing programs available to those affected by the pandemic, as well as adjustments made by USDA and other federal agencies serving the food, agriculture, and rural economic supply chain. Peterson also spoke with Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue this week about volatility in the commodity markets, particularly for livestock and poultry industries, the bleak conditions for dairy farmers, and the status of the food supply chain. Peterson thanked Perdue and the Department of Agriculture for their efforts to continue to monitor America's food supply and provide needed assistance and flexibility in this emergency. If you'd like to visit that webpage, the website is agriculture.house.gov/COVID-19. Well, the Department of Agriculture Statistics Service will hold its annual USDA data users meeting virtually later this month. The event is one of the many that have opted to go virtual amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. This event's planned for Tuesday, April the 21st, and it's regularly held to share recent and pending program changes and to solicit comments and input on various data and information programs that are important to agriculture. Usually held in person, the online data users meeting remains free of charge and open to the public, and it will take place from 1 to 3:30. The meeting is organized by NAS in cooperation with the World Agricultural Outlook Board, Farm Service Agency, Economic Research Service, and others. Leaders from each agency will provide an overview of current issues and then take questions and comments. Registration and participation information is available. You can visit their website, nass.usda.gov. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.